From livingoverexisting.com, this is The Low Podcast, an audio outlet for women entrepreneurs and founders who want to build a successful business without sacrificing the life she desires. Each week, we interview incredible women from different industries and backgrounds on their journey to success, how they are living on purpose, pushing past fear, and managing their lives around entrepreneurship. Turn the volume up and get ready for honest conversations on what it's really like to be a female entrepreneur. I'm your host and founder of Living Over Existing, Alicia Robertson. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Living Over Existing podcast. So this week, I wanted to talk about the number one question that you probably have right now. And that is, why am I not booking more clients? So you're probably creating a ton of content, you're emailing your list regularly, you have tweaked your sales page, you've taken on beta clients just to make sure your process actually works. You've done all the things, but you're still not seeing an increase in clients like you hoped. So I fully understand how frustrating that is because I have definitely been there myself, and I know how it is to really want to show your audience and be able to prove to your audience that this incredible service offer that you have created is exactly what they need in order to solve some of their biggest pain points. But it feels like they're just not giving you a chance to do that. They're not booking your discovery calls. They're not opting into your full package. And it probably just feels really overwhelming to feel like you're doing all the things and really not seeing much of a result or reward from it. So this week, I wanted to share with you 6 reasons why you may not be landing clients as often as you'd like. So the first reason is maybe your offer isn't solving their problem as much as you had hoped. So you can create whatever it is that you want all day long, but if your service offer doesn't clearly solve your audience's pain points, then you can't expect for them to really invest their time and their money into you. So your audience is looking for the solution to something that they are struggling with. So whether that be homeschooling their kids or organizing their home or launching and growing their business, they want a very specific solution to their specific problem. And you can add in all the bells and whistles you want into your service package, but if you're not solving their problem, then none of that even matters. If you're unsure of, you know, what your audience is struggling with, let me tell you, just ask them. Helping your audience isn't a mystery. It shouldn't be something that you have to dig super deep into figuring out. If you want to know exactly how you can help your audience, again, to solve a very specific problem that they are experiencing, just ask. Send out a survey. Head over into your Facebook group. Create some polls on your Instagram stories, bring in like some beta testers. So whatever it is that you have to do to get up in front with your potential clients and simply say, hey, I want to help you. I want to make sure that what I am creating is going to be exactly what you need in order to thrive in your life or in your business or in your homeschooling. Can you let me know what it is that you're struggling with so that I can create my offer around that? So again, the first reason why you may not be landing clients is that your offer isn't solving their problems. Number 2, your client process probably sucks. So your process is essentially each step of what will happen once your audience lands on your sales page all the way through having their first call with you. If you are making your audience go through hoops just to pay you or even just to get in contact with you to learn more or to have their questions answered, they are going to move on to the next person. So you want to make it as easy for them as possible. We live in a very microwavable society. I believe I said this on last week's podcast episode, where people are wanting immediate results. They are wanting, you know, you to be able to contact them. They are wanting to be able to contact you easily. And if it's taking too long, if it's too much back and forth, or if your process is just in shambles, they are going to go to the next person because 9 times out of 10, there is always a second option. So here is what you do. I want you to write out each step that your potential customer will have to take in order for you to, you know, convert them over from someone who is just looking at their at your sales page all the way to hitting that book now button, and then the steps it's going to take to actually talking with you on the phone or, you know, on a Zoom call. So after you've written down each of those steps, I want you to then research some systems that will really help you to make this process as seamless as possible. So you want to make it also as seamless as possible for the both of you as well. So that may look like using a company like Acuity Scheduling to handle payments and then being able to schedule their calls with you. Or maybe a company like Dubsado where you can, you know, really have everything all in one. So payments and scheduling and client portals and handling contracts. So once you have each of those steps nailed down and you say, okay, this is the most simplified version of these steps that my audience can go through, how can you then use any type of system to make sure that that process is going to be as seamless for both you and your client? So again, if you're not landing new clients, it may be because your client process sucks and they are still stuck trying to figure out how to get in contact with you or how to even pay you for that matter. All right, so the third reason why you may not be landing new clients is your purpose and your value isn't clear. So you know that feeling you get when you walk into a flea market and you become just so overwhelmed by everything that they have. And I know you guys have been to a flea market. Like, don't act bougie on me. I know you've been to a flea market. You don't want your potential clients to feel that way when they come onto your site or when they find you on Instagram. So everything about your brand, from your messaging and your offer and everything in between, your content, it needs to have one target audience in mind and one specific problem and solution in mind of how you're going to help them. Again, going back to your one thing. So if you really want to target moms who are struggling to homeschool their kids while running a business, then you should not be offering something like dog care services on your website. That isn't making your purpose clear. It isn't making your value clear. That is just confusing your offer your audience, because now you just look like a one-stop shop for everything. And if you've never heard the saying before, it is 100% true that you cannot trust someone who claims to know it all. So again, you want to make your purpose and your value as clear as possible. And another example of that is you should also not be selling a course or some other type of product that has nothing to do, again, with your target audience or something that they are struggling with. So I had to come to this realization within Living Over Existing, where I was really just narrowing down exactly, again, what we were offering within our brand. So I went through and I literally got rid of everything, all of our physical products, all of our digital courses, and I said, okay, our community is going to be the main way our audience is going to learn from us and be able to connect from us, our membership community. So you want to just make sure that everything that you're creating, from your content to your offers to what you're posting online, like, make sure that it is centered around your purpose and your value. So all over your website, everything, again, should be centered around one person, one offer, and one problem that your audience is experiencing. So the fourth reason why your audience, or you may not be landing enough clients, or why your audience isn't being converted into new clients, is you're not consistent. So new brands pop up every single day, and more than likely you are not the only one who is doing what you do, which means if you want to be seen as like the go-to person in your industry and stay at the top of your audience's mind when, you know, they are ready to invest in help, then you need to be consistent. So consistent with telling your story, consistent with creating relatable content, consistent with selling, which we're going to get to in a moment. It's so easy to be forgotten with so much happening online right now. So you want to make sure that you are staying on top of your game. So that means, you know, having a consistent content schedule that you are putting out weekly. Not ghosting your email list for months at a time and then popping up once you realize you need to make some money. So you need to be consistent. And the best way to be consistent, especially with creating content, is to simply plan ahead. So right now we are planning out content for November and December. And it's October now at the time of recording this. And even if you don't want to, you know, plan, you know, a couple months in ahead, if that feels overwhelming to you, then before you go into a new week, you should have your content schedule laid out. You should know exactly what's going to go live and when. So you want to make sure that you are setting yourself up for success and making sure that you're building in that time to plan ahead so that you are not lacking consistency within your brand. And also, consistency doesn't just have to do with the content that you're creating. Consistency also looks like the brand message that you're putting out into the world. Are you continuously repeating that same message and talking to that same audience? You don't want to seem, you know, wishy-washy or all over the place when every time you talk about your brand or your brand message, it's changed every other week. And I understand all brands pivot, all brands change in some sense, but you should not go from wanting to work with dog moms one day to the next day wanting to work with entrepreneurial homeschooling moms. Like, that's gonna look crazy. So just make sure that also within your brand messaging, within your value, within your content, that you are constantly staying consistent. All right, so the fifth reason why you may not be landing clients like you had hoped is your audience knows nothing about you. So in order for your audience to feel comfortable with paying you, then they need to be able to trust you. And they can't trust you if they don't know who you are. Not to mention, your story is really what's going to draw people into your brand. So people who love Living Over Existing, you know, love the reason they love Living Over Existing is because I have always been very open with sharing my story and struggling with taking, you know, the hustle culture way too seriously and experiencing burnout and having to completely tear down everything that I thought about entrepreneurship in order to like rebuild it back up. And that's one of the reasons why people support this brand is because I share my story. I share who I am. I share the things that I've struggled with. I share the great moments of building this brand. Like, I am very personable. I am very transparent in my story as well. And while it may not always feel good to share those moments, it does build trust with my audience. And when you can get your audience to trust you, they will have no problem with paying you. So if you're not landing clients like you had hoped, then maybe it's because they don't really know who you are. Maybe they just see a brand like Target or Walmart. We really don't know who's behind all of those brands. But with your local company or like your local business down the street, you know that person's face. You know that, you know, they are building this business so that they can support their family or that they can help their community or that they can send their kids through college. So you want to have that personable relationship with your audience. Of course, you can set boundaries. I 100% expect you to set boundaries, and I want you to set boundaries so you don't have to go sharing all of your business and talking about every time you have to go to the bathroom. Like, that's unnecessary. But people do want to know who you are. That's why they're going to fall in love with your brand. That's what's going to make them more comfortable again with investing their time and money into you, is because they want to see your beautiful face and they want to learn more about who you are. So if you're not landing clients like you had hoped, baby, it may be because they don't know you. So let them get to know you. All right, the last and final reason why you may not be landing clients is you're not selling. And of course, you're probably like, well, duh, but no, this is one of the big reasons why a lot of people are not getting the clients that they desire. They're not hitting their income goals, or they're not booking out their discovery call calendar. It's because they're not constantly selling. How can your audience invest in you if they have no clue what you have to offer? Newsflash, they can't. Selling your offer doesn't stop after you launch. It's an ongoing effort to constantly, you guys, share with your audience why they need your offer and get more eyes on your sales page. Whether it be, again, taking on discovery calls and letting people know, hey, click the link in my bio to book this free call so that we can chat through, you know, some of the problems that you're experiencing. Or maybe it's creating content that answers some of their common objections. Hello, I'm doing this right now on this podcast. Or maybe it's just showing up live a few times a week to remind people, hey, this is me, this is what I have to offer, and this is how I want to help you. Hit my DMs, click the link in my bio to learn more. So you really have to, again, consistently talk about and sell your offer if you want people to buy. The number one reason why I see people, you know, 9 times out of 10 is that they're not landing the clients that they desire is because they launched and it had really good momentum for like that 2-week launch period. And then after that, it's crickets. Like they quit creating content, they quit emailing their audience, they quit showing up on live, and then they're wondering why they're not making the type of money that they desire. And it's honestly because they're not showing up anymore. They're not selling. I know it can sound like overwhelming and, oh God, I gotta show up all the time. Well, that's when, you know, like sales funnels and things like that come into play. But running a business is an everyday effort. Like there is no part of running a business essentially where, you know, you can just launch and then take some time off. I mean, unless you're like Amy Porterfield and just had like a $7 million launch, I'd take the rest of the year off too. But if that's not you, you have to build that into your systems. You have to build that into your everyday schedule or your content calendar to constantly be talking about your offer and selling your offer so that people know what it is that you can give them. They can't buy from you if they don't know what to buy. So again, if you're not seeing the type of clients that you want coming in, if you are not filling up your discovery call calendar, if you're not booked out, you know, months in advance, if you're not seeing that good, consistent income coming in, it may be because you're not selling and people simply just don't know what it is that you have to offer. So again, let's go back through those 6 reasons why you may not be landing clients. Number one, your offer isn't solving their problem. So going back through your offer and making sure, again, it is solving the very specific problem that your audience is experiencing. Number two, your client process sucks. So if you're making your clients go through hoops in order to just ask questions or to pay you for your offer, it may be, you know, they're just going to go to someone else. So you don't want your client process to suck. Number three, your purpose and value isn't clear. So they really don't know how you're going to help them or like what the purpose is of your brand. So making sure all of that is really clear so that they know, okay, when I'm ready to invest my money, this is the person that I should be going to. The fourth reason why is you're not consistent. You're just showing up when you feel like showing up and you don't have an actual editorial calendar or you don't have an actual like marketing calendar or marketing system put in place so that, you know, people don't actually know who you are and you only pop up, you know, once in a while. So you're not consistent. Number five is your audience knows nothing about you. So they see the pretty website, they may see the pretty quotes on Instagram, but who is the person behind the brand? Who is the person they're actually going to be investing their money into? Who is the person that they are going to be scheduling these calls with? So they want to know who you are. And number six, and probably the most common reason why you're not landing clients like you hoped, it's because you're not selling. Your audience cannot invest in you if they have no clue what it is that you have to offer. All right, you guys. So what is next? Well, you should definitely head over to joinlow.com. That's joinloe.com to sign up for the waitlist for the Low Collective, which is our membership community for service-based women entrepreneurs who want to package up their knowledge and take on more clients without the stress or overwhelm. So in this space, we will help you to overcome a lot of these problems that we just talked about. So we'll cover building your personal brand, creating content that converts, excerpts and launching your service offer, creating and launching your service offer. So doors will be opening in December and you don't want to miss out because this is the last time that you'll be able to get into the membership for the current rate. So in order to get on the waitlist, all you have to do is head over to joinloe.com. That's joinloe.com and simply just sign up for the waitlist. All right, you guys, I will be chatting with you next week. If you love this episode, don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on the Apple Podcast app. You can also share your favorite episodes with me over on Instagram at livingoverexisting. I love seeing screenshots of your favorite episodes. And if you're looking to connect with us further, every single Sunday in our newsletter, The Weekly Three, we send out one affirmation, one podcast, and one article designed to help you have the best week ever. You can sign up now by heading over to livingoverexisting.com/newsletter.